Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and we know you have a lot of questions about retirement. That is why we're here. Eric has some fantastic ideas for your retirement. Of course, we want you to remember his phone number. It's 800-454-1184. Pretty easy to remember. It's an 800 number, 454-1184. You'll be hearing about Eric's blueprint to worryless wealth. Getting this blueprint could help you with some of your very concerns you're having about retirement. And if there's something you'd like to specifically address, reach out to us at 800-454-1184, or you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, here we are again together. Good to be with you.
Yeah, Luann, it's always good to be helping the listeners really kind of get an idea of what should you be doing today and what would be the next steps and how to really have a plan. I mean, we all spend so much time thinking about, you know, vacations or home improvement projects or other things like that, but it is amazing how few people really take a lot of time to spend on their financial plan, which ironically would help them get more home improvements done and more vacations, right? So, exactly. So hopefully we're going to fix that today.
Right. We've all been caught off guard at some point. And it makes me think of the deer in the headlight. Look, you know, when you're driving down the highway and there's that deer right out in the middle of the road and it just freezes. It doesn't know what to do. This happens in life when everything hits you at once and you kind of just have that paralyzed feeling. And I want to talk about that right now, Eric. How does analysis paralysis impact people who need to be making decisions about retirement, but they're not doing it?
Well, ironically, I guess I should throw in there that my youngest son is now the patrol leader for his deer in the headlights patrol for Boy Scouts. But so I kept asking him, are you the chief deer or are you the one who leads them to the headlights? But yeah, so a lot of people do have analysis paralysis. I mean, I've recently was working with somebody who was, we were helping them with some long-term care solutions, some options versus buying the traditional long-term care. And there's some way better options out there. And they're like, well, hold it. You know, the first numbers you gave us were this, and why are they now this? Well, let's see. You've had a birthday since then. You now told us more about your medical information. Oh, yeah, and the company had a rate change 4 months ago. We've been talking about this for almost a year. It's kind of like, well, why is my mortgage rate different? You know, I applied a year and a half ago, and you know, or something like that, right? You know, things change over time, and then people are shocked that, well, hold it. But I was looking at this, and now you've changed it? It's like, no, yeah, you need to take some action. And I don't know what it is. I mean, financial decisions always have a lot of emotional baggage kind of tied to them. So sometimes it can be very tough to make some decisions. But yeah, that analysis paralysis part can really, really, really harm you in the long run. And also, some of it's the fault of the financial industry, too. I mean, I remember when I first started in the business in the early 90s, back then, FMC, which is now United Defense, but they had a very complicated 401k. They had guaranteed investment, stock, and bond, right? Three options, right? I mean, you know, how nice and simple is that? You look at most people's 401ks now, I don't know, they probably have a low end of 20 to 30 options and maybe up to 50 or 60. It's kind of like going to the store and, you know, somebody says, give me some peanut butter and there's 50 versions of it on the shelf. Which one do you buy? That's the hard part. So yeah, having a plan is important, but definitely getting off of that analysis and just taking action. I mean, there's a great thing called imperfect action. And I love that phrase. And it's just more about if you can get 80% of the stuff done, it doesn't matter if 100% was right. As long as 80% of it got done, you know, then usually it kind of almost the momentum and stuff will get the rest done.
I love that. Imperfect action. Just do it. Just get started. Yeah. I do think some people put off planning because they're scared of what, you know, of how hard it's going to be, right? I mean, we all kind of just avoid things because of that. So, Eric, can you talk about your office and what people can expect when they come in to meet with you and your team?
Well, of course, they don't even have to come in anymore, right? Yeah. I mean, it can be virtual, it can be on the phone, so it could be a Zoom call, it could be a in-person or you know, in our office. And, you know, of course, we've got all the safety protocols and all that fun stuff set up. But you know, the biggest difference with coming in and having somebody to talk to, we're not really a therapist. You know, I often kind of almost wish I'd taken some more psychology classes for sure, especially maybe marriage and family counseling for
yes.
some couples that you work with.
I bet.
You know, really the main issue is when you're sitting down with somebody and you have another set of eyes, you know, it's always better. It's just like when you lost something and somebody else walks up and goes, it's right behind you, and you feel stupid. And, you know, and it's just because sometimes you just overlook that or you didn't see that. And lots of times it's also just you don't know what you don't know. And until somebody tells you that, I mean, I'm amazed at how many people say, oh, I've got a great tax person. I've got this great tax person. And yet they're missing out on all these ways to have tax-free money building up. And their tax person's never talked to them about it. I'm like, you said you have a really good tax person. Why haven't they brought this up? And they have no answer for me. Lots of times you think you may have one set of, you know, situation, but, you know, it may be actually different. So, you know, really when people come in with us, it's more just, let's have a worry less wealth talk. Let's find out what your concerns are, what your goals are, and let's how can we make you worry less about your money? And then we follow up with actually a strategy session where we actually show you what that blueprint is that you have currently. So even though you don't think you have a plan, you do have a plan, even if the plan was no plan. So I kind of equate it for the same as if you're driving down the freeway, you are heading somewhere. It may or may not be the right direction, but you are heading somewhere. And so we will tell you which way you're headed. Not if it's right or wrong. We'll just tell you, hey, here's where you're headed. Here's the issues that you got. Here's some things you should probably fix. And then we leave it up to the client and say, okay, it's up to you. Do you want to take any action? Do you want to have us help you? Do you want to do it on your own? But you know, that's when we leave it up to you to make that decision. So it's a very low-key kind of process. And what we've been doing is we've been waiving our planning fee, which is usually $1,000 to $1,500 at least. Main reason for that is just we want to make sure people get this information. So I'd rather, you know, spend a little bit of time. And yeah, some people may not be the right fit for us and may not be a great clients for us. So that may or may not work, but at least we'll give them that information. But for a lot of people, they are people we can help. And once we have that information, once we show them that plan and we can say, hey, look, you know, here's how you can do it. Oh, you can actually retire sooner. Or at least you can say, you know, these are some changes you can make. And then you'll be able to retire a lot quicker than you thought you would have been. So there's all sorts of situations that come up. But again, if you want to take action on this and you want to set up a time, all you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message and we'll give you a call back. And we'll set up a time to talk. Again, it could be on the phone, Zoom, or in person. 800-454-1184. Again, you can call us at 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, when we retire, we're not going to have that paycheck coming in. So it's Eric's goal to help you have a worry-less wealth retirement. And, you know, retirement is a new phase of life, and we all know anything new can be terrifying. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can change up your routine to get you ready for retirement. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial. So reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. Wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through retirement successfully. All right, Eric, I have a very private question to ask you right now. How do you take your coffee?
That's a tricky one for me because I don't.
Oh, you don't take coffee?
No, I'm a big tea drinker, so I have a lot of special order, a bunch of different loose leaf teas.
Very health. It's more of a health thing, right? Isn't it?
Yep, a lot healthier and stuff, and gives you some steady caffeine throughout the day, and kind of helps you avoid soda and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So.
Now, let me ask you this. What if you are somewhere where you can't get your teas? Then what do you do?
No, it's always tougher. Yeah, definitely. And a lot of times you can get at least, you know, you can get iced tea or something.
Okay. But sometimes we have to change up our things, and we're all creatures of habit, and it's tough to do. I know for me, you know, I take my coffee a certain way. I like to have my cream. I like to have my sugar. But if I go somewhere and I don't have that, then it's kind of ruining my morning right in the beginning, you know? So when you're getting closer to retirement, you should honestly, seriously change some things up. And that's where I'm going with this. Why is it so important to break out of our routine when it comes to planning for retirement?
Well, you know, retirement is kind of the polar opposite of what you've been doing for your whole life. And people just don't really fully get that. So, you know, when you're building up money, you know, trying to take, you know, whatever you can, put it away, squirrel it away, right? Get those points in the scoreboard higher and higher as your 401k or IRA balances get bigger. You know, a lot of things don't really matter. I mean, they matter. It sucks when you lose money or when the markets go down and such, right? But it doesn't matter to your day-to-day living because you're not living off that money. But once you hit retirement, everything flips around. That's when you really care about those certain situations. If things are dropping or things are, you know, tanking out. I mean, I remember one client that was going to do this epic, huge cruise for like 6 or 8 weeks and stuff like that. And then he had a problem with one of his rental properties. And of course, he didn't want to pay for having a manager. So he had to cancel his kind of trip of a lifetime he planned just to take care of his rental property, you know. It's things like that where, you know, if he had had a regular job still and stuff, he would have had the cash flow, but, you know, he needed to handle this and all this stuff. But, you know, that's why we have to start really planning differently. Because when you're in that withdrawal phase, distribution phase, when you're taking money out, that's when that routine totally changes around. And so, yeah, when you start planning for that retirement, you really need to be thinking about how that money is going to come out and make sure it's coming out the right way or, you know, it won't taste so good, right?
Right. So can you dig a little bit deeper and tell us what are the things that are going to change with our money as we get into retirement? Obviously, no more paycheck.
Yes. So the biggest thing that's confusing for, I think, a lot of people that they don't necessarily get is that whole replacement of the paycheck. And it's not as easy as, you know, it once was where you worked for, you know, 30 years and got the gold watch and got the lifetime income and you're, you know, pretty much set and just use whatever you saved up for buying the boat or, you know, having fun or whatever, right? And now it's all about where did you put your money? How do you get the money back out? And so it's typically for most people, it's going to be lots of little checks create that paycheck. So you're not going to get one set paycheck anymore. So say, you do your math and you say, okay, hey, we need, you know, whatever the number is, $7,000 a month to live on. And maybe you've got $3,000 coming from Social Security. So now you get $4,000 you got to take out of someplace. And maybe some from your IRA, some from your Roth, some from your regular monies. And all those other little checks need to add up to that $4,000 so you can live on it, right? So that's the biggest difference in retirement is you get to pick how and when, and even what tax you get to pay when you design your paycheck. So it's very strange in the sense that when you're working, you know, you just get it, right? You just get the paycheck and it keeps coming and comes on a certain time. And, you know, there's not much changes that you do to it other than, you know, changing your retirement funding or something, or if you get a raise or whatever. But the big difference there is, now you got to create that paycheck, and it's a huge difference for people, and it's always a little scary.
Right. So when you are meeting with somebody, when they come in and they're making that transition from working years to retirement, what are the questions that you ask them to gather the information that you need?
Well, obviously all the hard stuff, or, you know, hard facts, you know, it's not just the facts, ma'am, kind of thing. But we do need those. But really, when we're talking in a meeting, I kind of almost ignore those. I really kind of get those for when we're doing the analysis. The more critical thing for me is more of, you know, what do you want to do? You know, a lot. Sometimes people have no idea, right? They just go, I don't want to be working for this guy anymore, or I don't want to be working at this company anymore. So, all right, well, then what? You know, what do those days look like? What does that perfect weekend look like? What does that perfect week look like? And obviously, a lot of us can name trips we want to do and things that we want to do, but what about the rest, right? And so, you know, that's one of the big things is, you know, finding out what they want to do, where they want to do it. I would say probably getting close to maybe a third of my clients end up retiring where their grandkids live.
Sure.
By the way, their kids actually live there too, but they don't notice that.
Yeah, just the grandkids.
Just they only notice the grandkids. And so that sometimes may be something that they never planned. They may have never planned to move or may have never planned to be in that particular state, but hey, that's where the grandkids, you know, are, and we want to be there for them and so forth. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that just to start thinking that, having that process to think about what should you be doing, what are you going to be, what life's going to be like. And lots of times, I mean, it's almost never, I'm going to sit on the rocking chair in the front porch and, you know, the old stereotypical retirement. Moreover than not, it's more of a, hey, I want to go do this job for fun, or I love this one nonprofit and I want to just work for them and, you know, and not have to get a check or something. And, you know, or I want to retire early and go get a job that's 9 to 5, that at 5, I literally turn off my email and I don't check it till 9 the next day. And, you know, and so sometimes it's just things like that. And so finding out those goals and those options, then it's easy to design the solution around it. But a lot of times people are just thinking that, oh, I should put money away for, you know, here because of this is what my neighbors do. But if your plan is totally different than your neighbors, that might not be the right place for you to be putting those funds. So again, that's why, you know, setting some time aside really to, you know, go over what you're looking at and, you know, making sure that you have that money for the rest of your life, that you know it's going to be there, that you know your plan's going to work, that you know you can do this and that, and you can have fun and enjoy life. And once you have that plan in place, then you know what to do. And sometimes it may not be so good, right? Sometimes maybe, oh, you might need to work a couple more years. Okay, well, at least now you know. So having that information, having that data is so critical. And the sooner you do it, the better. I mean, the biggest problem I have run into is trying to fix things that are too late. And it's a lot tougher. So if I have more time on somebody's side to fix things, it's way easier. So, you know, does this make sense to be using this? Again, it's kind of like I've used the analogy a lot before of tools. You can use a wrench or a saw to remove a bolt. And usually you use a wrench. But if that bolt is, you know, rusted shut, sometimes the only way to get it off is that saw. And so if you're asking me, you know, what's the best wrench, and the situation happens to be that the bolt's rusted shut, I can give you all the best wrenches, but none of them will work. So again, yeah, we want to make sure it's right for your situation, and also like tax-wise too, that it's right for the rest of your life, you know? And so, you know, one of the things too that people always ask about is, you know, how do I know that number? How much should I be spending? How do I know how much I need to live on? And so the easy math there is you take all your bank statements, add up all the withdrawals and divide by 12. So you add up all the withdrawals, divide by 12, and that's how much you spent over the last 12 months. And it's the no BS real number. It may be surprising to you, but that is really what you spent. And so give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com and you can book right there on wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. More to come.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We are so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm. That means they're going to put you first, and their focus will be on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. That is their goal for you. All right, Eric, I have another personal question to ask you today. Do you have a junk drawer anywhere in your house?
Well, I don't know if they're junk drawers, but my wife's partial to baskets.
Oh, baskets.
So there's a lot of junk in baskets.
Ooh,
which
but it looks
I try
so,
to throw away.
But it looks so pretty in a basket.
It looks better, but each time I get a chance to get rid of some of those, I'm very happy.
All right. Well, a lot of us do have those junk drawers. You know, I have one in the kitchen. It's actually holds my pot holders, right? But what happens is I clear off my island when we're having people over, and I've got mail and coupons and just all kinds of stuff that I just throw in there. And then it's just a mess, you know, you have to get it back in order again so I can reach those pot holders. How many clients come into you thinking they have a plan, but all they really have is just a financial junk drawer that needs to be organized?
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, sometimes I've even jokingly said, I don't even need to see their resume or their LinkedIn profile because I can see it on their financial statements, you know, because it's all the history of all the places they've worked.
Yeah,
They've got 401k from here, you know. I think my record for one person was 11 different 401ks.
Whoa.
So
that's
yeah,
a lot.
That's a lot. And there's no way they are paying attention to the, you know, asset allocation and the mix of all those, because it's just too complicated. Because if you want to rebalance them, you'd have to go to all 11 websites to, you know, to do it and then see which funds have which options and which 401ks. And so, yeah, I find that happens a lot. You know, people leave old 401ks behind and it's kind of like little orphans running around or something, right? You know, please, sir, may I have some more right now? That's the sad part is people just forget about stuff. I mean, I literally had one client that she's like, oh my gosh, I just got called by my old company from a long, long time ago, and they had some lost mail issue, I guess, or something, but I've got $80,000 in an old retirement plan.
Oh,
so
my.
I'm like, well, that's great.
Ooh.
It's really bad that you didn't know you had those funds, but it's great that you found them. So there's definitely some people who have that junk drawer kind of planning, and that's lots of times why you need to sit down and have a plan, because I have a lot of people go, I think we have this much money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but that's they're not 100% sure. And lots of times, too, since most retirement, you know, the I in IRA is individual, you know, lots of times, especially for married couples, one spouse will know where their own stuff is and the other one knows where their stuff is, but they don't always know where everybody's stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes,
it makes it a little tougher, too.
True, true. So what would you say then is the very first step we would need to do to get organized so it's our plan is functional in retirement?
Yeah, often one of the first things we're doing is just, you know, rolling over all those old 401ks and some are crazy. I mean, the smaller the company, the more of a hassle I find, which is weird. But, you know, lots of times these big, huge companies, you just call up 10, 15 minutes on the phone or whatever, and the money's transferred. If it's a small company, then lots of times they have to have their, you know, the paperwork signed. I mean, probably the toughest one I ever had was I had a client I worked for a mortgage company back in 2008, and they went from, I think, 2,000 people to like 10 in like a week.
Whoa.
Or something crazy. And
yeah,
I mean, basically the company was going under and folding, and And he luckily knew where this one lady lived because she was the plan administrator, but she was also terminated from the company. So, but their retirement plan said your plan administrator had to sign off on it. And they hadn't got a new one yet. So a little crazy. So sometimes it's good to definitely get those moved because you never know what may happen to that company down the road. But also just every time you leave a retirement, leave a 401k or a company, even if it's 403b, 457, all the different ones out there, all of those you can roll to an IRA anytime, tax-free with no issue. So it's usually a phone call, sometimes some paperwork. Sometimes your spouse needs to have their signatures notarized, which is always weird because it's not their money. But, so whatever it takes. But once you've done it, hey, then it's easy because once it's in an IRA format, super easy to move around or change down the road. One of the things that we typically do during that time frame is also just do a risk review. Because those old statements and those old 401ks, you may have not been paying attention to. You may not even have your login as much anymore. And so, if you look at all those assets and look at what risk level you're at, there's no right or wrong answer. But, if you're on the, if you like the kiddie roller coaster and you're on the one that, drops 40 stories and does a bunch of flips and dips and stuff, you want to know that before you're strapped in. And so, that's really one of the benefits of doing that is having that risk review done. And that's something we can offer for the listeners, too. If you want to know what your risk score is, you can actually go onto wealthcreatorradio.com now. And on wealthcreatorradio.com, there's a spot where you can get your risk score. But then if you send us your holdings, we'll actually tell you how that compares to what you actually have and what is that risk level. Because I find lots of times people have way more risk than they thought that they had. And the wrong time to find that out is when things crash, right? So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, you can either give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Now, if we've been working with someone, how important would it be to maybe get a second opinion as they're listening to what you have to say?
Well, probably taxes is one of the big one. I find most financial advisors have a big thing on their says that they don't do any tax advice. It's like, what? Hold it. You're talking to me about my capital gains, my IRAs, my 401k, everything is taxable. So that'd be one thing is maybe they're just not experienced. And to be honest, a lot of them are investment managers. They're not really actually full financial advisors. They're really just talking about, hey, here's your portfolio. And I mean, you hear the, places like don't invest and forget and all these other places that are I hate annuities and you should too and all these all these things you see online. Most of these are from people who only do investment advice, and so they're going to say, oh well, here we're going to earn 0.5% or 1% better than your guy. Just move your money to us. They may or may not actually do that for one thing, but also what about everything else? I mean, one of the things that lots of times we're answering questions on is, should I refinance? Should I lease or buy a car? And how should I pay for my car? Those don't have anything to do with your IRA or your portfolio, but that does have a lot to do with your overall picture, right? So, that's one of the things that we're able to do here at Heckman Financial is really help people look at that whole thing and get that second opinion. And so, if you're working with somebody, again, right now we're doing this with no cost, no fee. We're not charging our planning fee, so we're waiving that. If you want to sit down and talk with us either on the phone or, Zoom or whatever way is best for you, we can set up that time. Again, so all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Stick around for the rest of Wealth Creator Radio.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial. So reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my monthly contributor, Marilyn Brown-Ross, who's our guru in the reverse mortgage world.
Glad to be here, Eric.
Yeah, so reverse mortgage is a great way to take that tax-free money out of your house without having to sell it, without having to move and all that stuff. Obviously, you can't be 20 years old to do it or something like that.
No.
So what are the rules and kind of the restrictions on how you get it and such?
Well, for years, it's been the youngest on title has to be 62.
Okay.
For years. Then they went, certain products dropped it to 60. Now can be 55. So that's huge. That was a big drop. But only certain products. There's so many different ways to do a reverse mortgage. There's fixed rates. There's variables. There's some where the fixed rate, you take it all out. It depends on your needs. What your needs are, that's what we have to determine. What product would be best for your needs?
Yeah. I mean, so there's kind of multiple things. Like you said, there's obviously age. You know, you have to be typically 62, but could go down to now even 55, right?
Right.
And then that also gets you more money as you get older, right?
You get more money. That reverse is based on the value of the property and the age of the borrower. The borrower, the older you are, the more money is available.
Because you're probably not going to have it out as long.
Exactly. So it depends on, you know, you could have two homes side by side. One borrower is 75, the other one is 60. The 75-year-old is going to get a lot more money if they're exactly the same. Value and everything.
Okay.
And today, with the value of the properties being so high, there's so much more money. I do lots of redos. I mean, I've done the reverse, and now they have a lot more money available. So yeah. They want to redo it, and hey, enjoy life while you can.
Yep, can't take it with you. So.
That's for sure.
Yeah, so in terms of that, the main government one, it has a pretty low limit, right?
Yes, and you have to be 62.
On that one.
So there are other products, and I can do all of them, but that's when you call me to find out. I'm happy to go out to your home and do the analysis, but we can do it on the phone. And I can tell you right on the phone how much is available to you, what it looks like. I do like to meet my clients face-to-face because I think it's important. But it's different for each scenario, and that's what I have to determine. You tell me what you need. You want to help your children. You want to pay off your car. Anything that's going on, and we can determine together. I'll show you all the different products, and we determine which one would suit your needs the best.
Yeah, and so the limit on the government, the main government one, the original...
Yes, 900. It went up. It's 970,600, I believe.
But it's only, of course, then a portion of that.
Portion of that, depending on the age. Usually, it comes out about 50%. Older you are, it goes up, you know.
Okay. Yeah, the limit's actually kind of confusing, because the limit's actually based on the... how much of the value of the house they're going to count. So in other words, if your house is worth 1.5, they're going to cap it at
970 for that particular loan,
right?
For the government loan, it'll be capped at 970,600. With the jumbo loans, then you get the portion of the appraised value. So if your home appraises for $4 million, you're going to get a portion of that.
Okay.
Yeah, depending on your age. But with the government loan, yes.
Yeah,
even if your house is $4 million, you're only going to get a portion of the 970.
Right. And so that's where it really, I would think, makes more sense to talk to somebody who can do all the different products out there, who,
absolutely,
like you said, can kind of look at your situation. What do you need?
Yeah.
You know, because maybe somebody's trying to buy a house for cash, maybe for their kids or something.
And for them. People to buy second homes.
Oh, yeah.
I just had one not long ago that they were looking up, and their kids live in Oregon, and they wanted to purchase. They don't want to sell right now because they don't want to move, but they wanted to buy, without a payment, a second home in Oregon by the kids, because that's where they're going to end up. When you do a reverse mortgage, that has to be your primary residence. So they did the reverse here and got all the money out, and they bought the other house cash, so they have no payment either place. Really worked out well for them.
Basically, their house kind of created another house.
Absolutely. Right? And when they're ready, they can move. They've got their place. Now, they go back and forth now, but they're not quite ready to, you know, move totally over there. But they will be within the next 3 or 5 years, 3 to 5 years. So they're all set. They're good. They've got everything going for them.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people who want to buy, maybe it's a beach house or something else. And, that may not be a thing that people think of. They may say, I have to sell off all this stock and have all this capital gains, or take all this money out of my IRA to be able to pay for that and pay all the taxes on that.
Right.
Yeah.
But it isn't. You can really do. And that's where I come in. We go over everything to make sure that it's the right product for you. And I'll come out to the home. I'm all over California. When I have a client, I like to meet them in person. No cost or obligation analysis together. I mean, we'll put it together. I can email it to you, bring it out to you, whatever works for you.
And obviously, I assume like the jumbos are going to be a little bit more pricier than just like a normal mortgage, right?
It just depends. That sometimes they're not.
Oh, so,
yeah.
Okay.
No, the government one, the 970, has the mortgage insurance premium and all of those things. So it's kind of pricey to do that. But the other one, and it all depends on what the value is too.
Right.
So I couldn't really say until I knew exactly your value. But the jumbos sometimes are not quite as pricey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, that's why you should be probably, dealing with somebody and asking somebody.
Absolutely.
Hey, what's the...
Asking the questions.
And then speaking of that, I mean, you said these people, bought a new house to go see their kids and stuff. And I'm sure it's always funny when we say kids. I mean, these are adults.
Adult kids,
yes. Right? The people in their 40s or 50s often.
Right.
So what happens if they're trying to help out their parent? I mean, I assume you must help them too, or talk with them. And
if
maybe they've got their mom or dad who's, having tough times or not making especially if they lose one spouse.
Absolutely.
Do you also work with
Absolutely.
The kids to help the parents?
I always tell my clients when I first meet them, if you want to have anybody at the meeting, your children, whoever you would like to have. I've met with financial planners before with them. And whoever they want there, I always want my clients to feel that they know everything and it's the right thing to do. I don't want to just, you can't have anybody there, because I want it all on the table. I want it to be exactly what it's going to be for them.
Well, didn't you also have an attorney one time who was trying to...
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful client. Oh, my goodness. She had Parkinson's and she couldn't move off the couch. Or was it MS? It was one of those. And her husband had left her when she was diagnosed, 20 years before. And the poor thing didn't want to leave her house. So she called me. I went out and I showed it to her, and she loved it. So she said, I'm going to ask my attorney. I said, by all means, you call your attorney. And she got a call. She goes, oh, my God. He said, do not do the reverse mortgage. That is not the right thing to do. And I said, really? I said, do you mind giving me his name? So she gave me his name, and I called him, and I told him who I was. I was working with his client, and I said, I'd like to come and talk to you about it. No, I know all about it, he said. I know all about the reverse mortgage. I said, okay, then how about if I pay you for an hour? I need some advice. And he went, okay, that's fine. So I went out there with no intention of, I didn't have a problem. I wanted to have his attention for an hour.
Right.
And I explained it to him, and he was just blown away. He said, I had no idea. I thought that she was going to do this, the bank owned the house, there was going to be nothing. And I said, absolutely not. And he ended up being one of my biggest referral partners. And you didn't even take the money for the hour.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, it's even better. Yeah, but he was just, he couldn't get over it, because people have that idea in their head, and it wasn't a good thing when it came out, because somebody did go on your title, and you never want that. Nobody goes on your title now. It's in your name. Whoever your heirs are, they inherit the house when you pass. either one of you, your husband or your wife, the husband or wife, can stay in the house till they're 150. So if the husband should pass and the wife is still there, she can stay in that house. The only thing you have to do is pay the property tax and insurance. But she can stay there till she's 150. And when she passes, then the heirs have the ability to say, I want to buy that house, and they pay off whatever is owed, and they get the house. Or they can put it on the market, sell it, and it's paid, and they get the balance. They get
tax-free.
Absolutely. That's the best part of this, no taxes.
Yep. So if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
Give me a call at 408-722-0010. Again, that's 408-722-0010.
And as always, it's great having you here. And
great to be here.
We've got a link on the website also if people need to get a hold of you. So, we'll have you back next month.
Thank you.
All right. With that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial, so reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. On our show at this time, we always discuss some challenges, maybe even some risks that exist in retirement. So I wanted you to give us an example today of someone who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles, as we call it.
Just kind of reminds me of we'll just call him Joe, but yeah, he came to me and he's, one of these guys who loved his job, wanted to keep working, but then finally started saying, hey, maybe I should slow down here and, make it more work optional kind of thing, right? And so he wanted to start finally doing some planning. The only issue is he was about to turn 70. And so he put everything into pre-tax stuff, so 401ks and IRAs, and he was worried about taxes. Well, at 70, used to be you had to be 70 and a half where you had to take your money out of your IRA. Now it's 72, but still, he's already at Social Security max age. So he's got that income coming in. And with everything being taxable, the tax planning is not much, right? It's just pay the tax. So, it's pretty tough to do stuff like that. Now, how do you talk to me? 5-10 years earlier, we could have been doing some stuff. We could have had some time to maybe do some conversions or at least fund some stuff differently or move some money around. But when 100% of your money is all pre-tax, guess what? When you take that money out, it's 100% taxable. So that left me not much options in terms of what we can do, because then also in another year, not the same year, because it's 72 now, so he has 1 year gap where he could do, we can finally do a little bit of stuff, but it's very small compared to had we had a little bit more runway to kind of take off kind of thing, right? So and that's one of the problems I run into a lot of times is people, it's we're all bad about that, right? We all like to procrastinate, and there's always those people on the news where they're dropping off their tax return on at almost midnight at post office, although nowadays is more push the button, hit send, right? it's one of these things where we like to procrastinate, but man, it can cost you a ton of money by doing that. And so if you do just take some time and say, okay, how can I have some more diversity? How, because the other problem too is almost all of his money is in the market, so he had a huge amount of risk. Yeah, if you're 5 to 10 years out, that's when you really need to sit down and take some plans. So, again, that's something if you want to take advantage of our time, hey, we'll go through that planning process. We'll show you the course you're on. We'll show you your blueprint to worry less wealth. We'll show you that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not, but at least you'll get that information. Again, we're waiving that fee. So, you know, if you want to set up a time, you can either call and leave a message or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Text word VISIT 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.